Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, also known as TWF. Yes, I shorten it every now and then. Actually, I shorten it a lot for a lot of people because they just get tired of saying Traveling with Françoise. We are live from CRC Media West office in Palm Desert, Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM on this we're pre-Thanksgiving, but it is Thanksgiving week. Yeah, that's right. I'm your host, Françoise Rhodes, and as always in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, we had so many lengthy discussions this morning already. Yeah, a lot of times in my emails that Sean gets from me, I'll say TWF, and I just, we did a commercial this morning for this coming up week, and I said, do you think everybody will know what TWF is?
Well, if they don't, we're going to make them know.
Right. They're going to figure it out, because then right afterwards I say Traveling with Françoise. So just to know, what are those acronyms? I think those are acronyms, aren't they?
I think
so. Yeah. I always get all those words confused.
I do, too.
You know, acronyms, synonyms, syndromes. I don't know. I can't even say half of them. But anyway, so great to have you guys here with us this morning. Christmas is in the air last night on El Paseo. I was thinking about this. This weekend, there were balloons in Cathedral City. Did you get over to see the balloons in Cathedral City?
Yes and no. I tried to and I didn't get to, but I did see them at my daughter's school for some reason when I took her to school on Friday.
Oh, really?
There was there was a whole bunch of them right there at Big League Dreams.
Oh.
So I don't know if they were getting ready for it or what, but I guess I got a sneak preview.
I guess you did, because I think they were also having a balloon race. Maybe that was Friday that was going from point A to point B.
That might have been it.
So here we've had pictures on Facebook and people. We had balloons driving down the middle of the street yesterday, actually in backs of cars going somewhere. Maybe they were going over to the school, your daughter's school. We had El Paseo last night, which was turned into a winter wonderland. We've had a huge gala in Palm Springs for the museum. Events, there were more events happening all over town yesterday. And I thought to myself, you know what? In the desert here, we really are unique in so many ways.
And there's a lot to do.
There is so much to do. And there was a lot of people at, from what I was seeing, there was a ton of people on El Paseo. I heard there was a ton of people at the balloon. The gala was so, I mean, there were so many things going on. And there was a lot of people doing things. So I sat back and said, we might have hot summers here, but I tell you what, how often are you going to see hot air balloons drive? Oh, yeah. And then there was some vintage, there was C-37 or something flying over us yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these old aircraft flying over us. And it's, where are you going to see all that in 145?
on accident. You don't even have to plan ahead.
You
could have just accidentally been in an area and be like, wow, we're going to hang out here for the night.
Yeah, I know. So in a 45 square mile radius, it's crazy down here. So anyway, and lots of people. Of course, those terrible fires going on. And I think we're getting a lot of folks that had second homes or whatnot that are coming down here to take advantage. They need a place to stay. So you can give to Red Cross. Give. I have some clothes. I'm trying to figure out where to take them now to go up there. So if you know of a group that's going up there taking clothes, please let me know. I'll look on the internet, and I'll look at the local news stations. But I have a bunch of things together. And you can call us during the show at any time. 760-440-8255. So again, so much going on. But before we go any farther, I have to say the show has the right vibes again. I can feel it from our listenership because I know that Doug Edwards is back home. He's recuperating and he's listening to the show. So we are so glad about that.
Very good to hear.
Yeah, I know. So Doug, put that big old smile on your face, though. And you, Gina, you too. We always know Gina's she's been working hard with everything, and it's all good news. All good news. We've missed you. All right. Today's show is brought to you in part by Desert Entertainer. Yes. And we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our box of donuts for our guests today. In fact, they were almost sold out this morning.
Because there's so many people here.
Yeah, there's so many people. I went in there, and you know, it goes in stages. It's funny, at the donut shop, they'll get big groups of people, and then it kind of backs off. Then they'll get groups. And usually, and I went in pretty early this morning. A lot of times, I don't even go until about 9:15, 9:20. I think I was there about 8:30, and I'm saying, where are all the donuts? And luckily, they had put my box off to the side with all of our goodies. But it's a busy day over at Swiss. They might even close a little early.
I feel like donuts are a really tough thing to gauge, you know, like as far as what you need in the morning, because it's such a common item, and at the same time it's such a, hey, let's have donuts kind of item as well, to where it's like they can have days where they're like, okay, well, we don't have any more all of a sudden.
I know. Yeah, it is. It is hard for them to judge, especially now that more and more of their snowbird regulars are coming right. back into town. I could have a donut anytime. I right. could always make an excuse to have a donut, which is very sad on my part because I am trying to cut out some of the sweets in my world, but I'm trying. But for me, I don't know. A donut seems appropriate at a lot of times.
It does.
Yeah.
And at different times, like they're not just mornings and like.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah, I can have anytime. One in the afternoon.
Yeah. You
know, sometimes what happens when I get to, she'll sometimes give me two and Jack won't want his and I'll save and eat the other one at night.
Yeah, I've done that yeah. before with the box.
Yeah, so see, anytime's good donut time. All right, today on the show, what are we doing? We have Johnny Colonado. I've known Johnny forever. Anyway, he can tell us his last name. He will be on the show to talk about the 8th annual Clubs for Kids charity golf tournament. The reason I say his name wrong now, because I always thought I was saying it right, and then I heard someone say it differently, and they said that was right. So then I completely messed myself up.
I'm surprised you can even say it a different way.
Yeah.
A lot of times like that, when I have something set already, it doesn't matter how many times I'm told. In my head, that's their name. And it just keeps going wrong.
So I'm looking at the spelling right in front of me. Colodanto. Forget it.
You know what's funny is when you were saying it, I glanced over. There's no way I'm trying.
Oh, yeah. You have a list in front of you. Oh, my gosh. This is funny. Oh, well. Johnny's probably listening and saying, I'm not going in there. She can't even say my name. But anyway, this is their 8th annual charity golf tournament. They do such a great job. I've played in it several times. And we were going to have them on a golf show, but we're going to be off this Thanksgiving weekend only for the golf show, not for traveling with Francoise. We'll be here. So I said, well, come on over and be on the show and we'll talk about it. We have a lot of golfers that listen to this show. So definitely we welcome them to the show. All right. Thanksgiving week. I didn't tell you what's in the next hour. Tournament of Roses parades coming up. Sharp seating. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like winter. I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? Since you brought that up, Sean, last night was the weirdest darn thing. The temperature on our outside temperature thing said 62, 63. Right. So I put on a sweater over a shirt, and I had a sweater on. And I went over there to El Paseo, and everybody had coats and scarves. And you know what? It was hot.
Was it?
It was warm over there. There were so many people.
Just because of all people?
I don't know. Because there was no wind. No wind, which was perfect for the hot air balloons.
Right.
And I'm laughing to myself. I said, we are all bundled up here in the desert, except for the snowbirds, which had short sleeves on.
I was gonna say, you can always tell.
Yeah.
You can always tell.
Yeah. They were just wearing, there's gals with the strapless tops and all this stuff and very pale complexion. So I assume they were not desert residents. But the rest of us, I saw Anna Frost and some people that I know. We all have jackets on and scarves. And after a while, we're going, dang, I'm hot.
You start to notice people are carrying their coats.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm laughing. I said, even though it said it was 62 or 3, but because there was no wind, it was a beautiful evening.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just a beautiful Sounds evening. Perfect. So I sidetracked myself. I don't even know where I'm going. Tournament of Roses Parade. Yes. Thanks to Sharp Seating Company, who is the official seat sellers of all those grandstand seats that you see on TV and parking. They can also get you over to the Rose Bowl. And all that sort of stuff. Every year, they are so gracious to us that I have several sets of, and I'm not giving them all away. You're going to have to go to the website. Tickets, 2 seats on Colorado Boulevard and parking. This is over $180 value.
And they're awesome.
For this. And so we're going to give today. I decided today after we listened to Cindy, and that happens on January 1st, by the way, just so you know, folks, that we will give away one packet of 2 seats with parking to the Tournament of Roses Parade.
I think it's funny, too, because I've told people before that about the seats.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't even know they had seats. And then you see them think for a minute. They're like, that would be really nice to have seats.
To have a seat. And what's even more nice, too, is the parking. Because the great thing, they're so organized. You get in there, you get your spot. And when you leave, last year, John Monahan and I went. We were out of that parking lot in 10 minutes and on the freeway. They are so, so organized. And they give you parking spots that are kind of close to your seats. And the great part about the grandstand seats, too, is you go early. You already have your seat. So that means you can walk up and down the parade route.
Right.
You can go where all the staging area is and look at the floats and know that you have your seats.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about sitting in one spot for 20 hours.
To where you can enjoy it and not have to worry about anything.
Exactly. So we're going to be giving one pair of seats, two seats and one parking away towards the end of the second hour, though. because I want you to listen to Cindy first, and we're going to do it then. So if you really want those, check your schedule and definitely be on that line to call us at 760-440-8255. And that is the only prize we are giving away today. I think that is one that's plenty large enough. All right. Yesterday I wasn't on TV. I'll be on there next weekend. Let's see what else. Working on Traveling with Francois' television. I'm actually filming a couple segments, one this week and one the following week, to put together a new show, Cuisines Around the World. We had so many people ask about another one of those shows. So I'm putting one of those together. And lots of things happening. I have some big breaking news for Traveling with Francois' fans coming up. Not yet, though. Going to keep you in suspense for a little while, and then we'll get into that. All right. I think what we'll do is we will take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about some of our events. So you have your pick of the week ready, Sean?
I do.
You do? Okay. All right. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We will be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to TWF, also Traveling with Francois, or AKA, no, I think it's Traveling with Francois, AKA TWF, something like that. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Gallery 500, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. You can go to the website, the500ps.com. And this is the old Allen Land building, and that is where the parades start for the Festival of the Lights coming up in December, right there on the corner. I think it's December 1st, because I'm leaving on the 2nd, or it's either, right that weekend. Anyway, that right there, go over there and get some hot chocolate at Ristretto. Hang around outside. You can see all the parade action coming from all three streets that kind of merge right there onto the parade route. So it's a lot of fun. So anyway, go to the website, the500ps.com. All right, there's going to be a record. And these numbers have been changing quickly this past week. 30.6 million people traveling by air this Thanksgiving. That means roughly 2.55 million people per day from November 16th through November 27th. That's a 5.7% increase from 2017. But the analyst pointed out that the airlines have seen a steady increase in Thanksgiving travelers the past 5 years. Now, not that I want to make this a travel show, but with all the delays from all the storms back east, it is big old nightmare. Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure it is.
There are people, they have actually been giving people cots to sleep on in the airports and stuff.
Really?
Because, yeah, they're not going anywhere. Some of them can't even get out of the airports to go to a hotel. That's how bad it's been.
Wow.
Yeah, and so they've shut down a lot of airports back east, which, of course, affects everything all the way across the board.
Right.
Unless it's going from here to, I have to say, San Francisco and up Northern California with all the fires, they have been having problems with the airports as well, because the smoke is just, the air is just like a thick, foggy smoke.
Hard to see.
Yeah, they can't even see through it. So, and it's so unhealthy.
And then you have packages as well.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
You know, because they got the kick up for the holiday season coming as well.
Yeah. So that means if, again, there's no flights going out, your FedEx packages and whatnot are not going anywhere. They're all just sitting here. So keep that in mind if you plan on traveling. I know we get lulled into a sense of security or whatever, sense of false being here, because look at it, sunny outside, 78 degrees or whatever, and we think the rest of the country's like that. And,
right.
Yeah, as soon as you get out of the valley, it drops 20 degrees. So, yeah, it's not like that. So anyway, it's going to be busy, busy, busy this coming all the way actually through the holiday season. But I have some Thanksgiving facts for you that I found very interesting that maybe you will too. Always something to talk about. This is good for conversation. Here are some facts that were sent to me. $335 is the average person's spending over the five-day Thanksgiving period.
So $335.
So maybe that's probably maybe a little Christmas shopping, Thanksgiving, getting ready for the holidays and all that sort of stuff. This one is really, really scary. 10 hours and 41 minutes is the length of time the average American male would need to spend on a treadmill to burn the 4,500 calories off consumed at the average Thanksgiving meal.
Wow.
10
hours?
10 hours.
Well, look at it. For one meal? Are we still talking about those 5 days?
Have you ever been on a – I used to – during the summer, I used a treadmill in the gym. And it would take 2 miles of me walking kind of fast to burn off 100-some calories. That's not even a donut.
Right, right.
Yeah, but doing it every day is really good for your body and all that sort of stuff. So just imagine 4,500 calories.
So 10 hours. Wow, that's just a lot.
Doesn't that scare you out there, everyone? Doesn't even say what the women, it's going to take the women. But we're running around cooking and I'm doing all that stuff.
That
so maybe
it
it's not so bad.
We're just watching football or what?
Yeah, you guys are just sitting there eating all day long. That's all you're doing. But yeah, I think that, and the women too, we tend to like taste everything. So by the time it's time to eat, we could care less about any of it. We just watch everybody inhale it and then off they go. So think about that when you're shoving all those extra chips and stuff in your mouth that you don't need before you eat the meal. All right, $640 million estimated about amount Americans spend on Thanksgiving turkeys each year, with 45 million turkeys consumed for the holiday.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of turkeys. Yeah. Didn't want to say too much about that because, yeah, anyway. And 58% of people celebrating Thanksgiving are dreading having to talk. What do you think? So one subject they don't want to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner.
I would hope there's a list of subjects they don't want to talk about, but hopefully it starts with politics.
Exactly. Number one, 58% of the people don't want to talk politics at the dinner table. So don't bring it up. They don't even want to talk family stuff either. Don't even bring that up. Try to stick with
just
the weather.
Just don't talk. Just eat in silence and enjoy your meal.
Eat your 45,000 calories.
Yeah.
And
enjoy
then
them.
Go wallow on the couch somewhere. But yeah. So don't talk politics. You heard it from me first here, right here. So I know you've heard that before, but anyway. Okay, and then Animal Samaritans. We want to thank Animal Samaritans. They are part of the show as well. They have some fun facts about Thanksgiving. They also have some pet safety facts also. But turkeys have feelings too. Did you know that male turkeys have built-in mood rings right on their heads? I didn't know this. That's right. Those neck rolls aren't just for show. The color of their heads and necks can change to communicate mood signals to other turkeys.
I wish we were like that.
I just kind of have that look. Yeah,
right.
I do actually wear my emotions on my sleeve, and most people can tell what's going on. Not exactly what's going on, but they know there's something going on.
But if they ask you, do you still tell them it's nothing?
Because
that's where the problem comes
in. Yeah,
that's,
you know,
where
that's
the
a good point. It just depends. It depends.
Especially
on,
when you do wear it.
Yeah, I do wear it. It depends on the situation. I guess I have to decide, do I tell you the whole reason I'm giving you that awful glare or or just not? Something else bothers me. All right. For example, if males are excited, they turn blue. And if they are stressed, they turn red. I didn't know all this.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start checking out turkeys now to see what's going on.
Are you going to try to stress them out? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to get them to turn blue or red. All right. An adolescent male turkey is called a what?
An adolescent male?
Yeah.
I can't say that on radio, right?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's called a Jake.
Oh, okay.
And a female, and this is where the company, I didn't realize where this company got their name from, selling turkeys, but a female is named a Jenny.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you know, there's that Jenny-O. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So, boy, we're all, this is great table conversation. So you won't be, you know, stuff to talk about when you won't not talk about politics. All right. Animal Samaritans also want you to know, please do not give your pets turkey with any bones, because and only fully cooked turkey, free of bones, fat, and skin. Take that skin off of there because it's salmonella. And bacteria in turkeys, sometimes could be kind of high.
Wow.
They also say be careful with your decorative plants because some of them are toxic for your pets.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, so you have pets, so you have to watch out. Lots of visitors, then the commotions can bother your pets. So try to think about that a little bit ahead of time.
Right.
Yeah, make sure maybe have a room that they're comfortable in. You can put them in there while those people are there and let them work their way out on their own. Make sure your pets all have their tags on them in case they do run out the door to escape everybody. And proper identification when you're traveling on planes. Here's something I did not know also. Air travel can be hard on dogs, especially those with short noses, due to air pressure changes.
I didn't even think about that.
I did not either. So they say consult your vet for advice before flying with pets. And if you have more, you need some more information, they have a poison control, actually a hotline for all the time, including the holidays, which is 888-426-4435. So there you go. We have just learned more than we will ever need to know about turkeys.
Now you can avoid the politics at the table.
Yes, and talk about this. But the mood
talk
ring.
Talk about that you're eating something named after itself.
Yeah, I know. God. And that 45 million of them. How many how fast can they can grow these turkeys? Or
We don't want to go that
route. Let's not go there. Let's stop there. Okay. But anyway, so remember, every bite you put in your mouth at Thanksgiving is going to be another minute on that treadmill.
At least.
Yeah. All right. Well, we probably don't even have time to go into another conversation, so we're just going to kind of stop this one, and we'll see if our guest shows up this morning. I have no idea because it's been kind of moved around to different people, Johnny or someone else. We'll see. If not, I'll tell you about the tournament, and we're going to talk about our free, not our free, but our CoachellaValley.com picks of the week. We'll give you a heads up on that. I have something. Mine is free. Yeah, I don't know about everybody else's, but mine's free. And some other free events happening in the Valley and also some priced events as well. On that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio.
You're a little bit early.
Oh, I am?
Okay. Like just a little.
Well, let's see. I'd hum, but it's not too good. So do we need any more? Are we there now?
We're there.
Okay, we're there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us this morning on our pre-weekend before Thanksgiving during the week. Yeah. Joining us in studio, and I did say Sean. I said his name right once out of all the times that I messed it up. So, Johnny, what's your last name?
Johnny Coladonato.
Yeah. You know what messes me up with your name? It was that extra N in there. You know, it looks like there's an extra
Donato.
N. Coladonato. Yeah. So the da not. Oh, you know what? I missed an A. That's where I missed it. Coladonato. Well, Johnny, you and I have known each other for quite a long time. Yes, we have been rocking all sorts of things going on here in the Coachella Valley. And you also do some work with Lamar.
Yes, I'm an account executive for Lamar Outdoor Advertising.
Okay, I have a question about that. It has nothing to do with the golf tournament coming up, but all these digital billboards going up.
Mm-hmm. It's the new wave. I mean, it's the technology, the clarity of the board. We can put up to 8 advertisers on the board. They run for about 9 seconds each. Mm-hmm. So you get about 1,500 spots a day. It's just great. You can change your message anytime you want. There's doing the geopathing that's involved, the way we measure cars and the eyeballs that actually hit the board. It's pretty amazing.
It is, because I am a billboard fanatic. I love looking at billboards.
Cool.
Everywhere I go. And the digital ones is like a little mini movie because it's changing all the time.
Absolutely.
I don't know, but I'm one of those. So it's really interesting. Technology, crazy stuff. But anyway, so good to see you. And you've also been working with this tournament for a long time. It's 8th annual Club for Kids annual charity golf tournament at Ascena Golf Club. You guys do such a great job over there. It benefits the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs. So tell us about this tournament.
This is our 8th year. I sit on the board of the Boys and Girls Club, and it's a charity event, and we partner with the Palm Springs Hospitality Association as well. And the really cool part about this is it's a unique tournament in the fact that the amount of prizes we get from the Hospitality Association, the pool that we get from the Palm Springs Boys and Girls Club, it's just amazing. And so we get a lot of great prizes. It's just a fun tournament. And then to top it off, it's at Ascena in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And that course, as you know, is just gorgeous. Great place to have lunch. Great place to eat and play golf. And so they've been a partner with us from day one.
From day one.
It's been great.
It's a wonderful tournament. And let's talk a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs. The funds that are being raised at this tournament, and we'll tell you a little bit more monetary-wise, folks, about playing in the tournament and how you can be part of it. What are the funds for?
Well, the funds are for the donation for the club. They help out the kids anywhere from the gym floor, supplies for the kids. We have a great after-school program, as you know. So the funds go to help the kids. There's some kids that really can't afford it, so that goes to some sponsorships there. We do have a multiple of activities that go on at the club, and, you know, that costs a little money. So, you know, the Palm Springs Hospitality Association has been very generous in helping us with this, and we're blessed as the Boys and Girls Club to have some of these funds come our way.
Because it really is, the Boys and Girls Club is a place for kids to go after school to get off the streets and have this commercial all the time with Jennifer Lopez and Mario. The list of celebrities that say they were part of the Boys and Girls Club to help change their lives. So it's really, really important, folks, that we support. How long, do you know? I know this is a trick question, but how long has the Boys and Girls Club been around?
That club, they've been around a long time, I think close to 100 years. But our club here in Palm Springs has been there for 65. And it's a staple in Palm Springs. And this tournament kind of helps support that, too. It's a lot of fun.
Definitely. Lots of sponsors involved with this tournament, folks. But you can play. It is $200 registrations. Includes golf at 8:30 a.m. shotgun start. Breakfast, lunch, silent auction. You have raffle tickets to buy. Hosted games on the golf course. So much happening. And there's sponsor spots available. Golfers, if you're a non-golfer. And you guys started doing this a long time ago, which was a brilliant idea. Not everybody wants to play golf or has the time to play golf that day, but they do have time to come to the luncheon or might want to come to the luncheon.
Yeah, the lunch is $30, and, you know, it's a great lunch, and you can be part of the festivities involved, and it's just a great way to bring people out and to support the club. It's great.
And so you can come and just do lunch and have buy some tickets for, you have a silent auction going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is huge.
Yeah. Kathleen Bennett does a great job helping with all the gifts and the prizes. It's just great. We have some fabulous prizes. We've got weekend stays at the Weekapaw in Arizona.
Oh, I love that place.
We've got golf all over the desert. We have gift certificates to all the restaurants. We have bed and breakfast stays all over Southern California. There is a lot of prizes, and it's a great tournament.
A great tournament. And the reason I want to make sure Johnny stressed that as well is because you can actually go over and buy, put your name down on the silent auction items.
Oh, absolutely.
You can come in just for that and see if you win. So there's so many ways you can give back to this tournament and give back to the Boys and Girls Club here in Palm Springs. Now, I see that you have Tour de Palm Springs. Are they part of it now as a sponsor? Or
I believe they did do a little sponsorship with us on that. We have, like, the Hospitality Association has some money set aside for some of the packages that we bring in. And so some of the money is going to go to them for scholarships to bring awareness for the hospitality industry. So there's a set of money set aside for scholarships for that. And we just want to help everybody in the community. That's the biggest part about it.
All right. So how do people find out about this? I know I will have the link on Traveling with Francoise, but also where else can they go for more information?
They can go on to the Palm Springs Hospitality website. You can go on to the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs website. You can reach out to Johnny at Lamar if you want.
Okay.
And then obviously go to your website. You have a great website a lot of information on it.
Yeah.
So
we'll have a link that will go directly over there, and they can register online, right?
Yes, you can register online. It's Wednesday, December the 12th. It's an 8:30 shotgun. Show up about 7:30, because then we have a putting contest. There's going to be free breakfast. There's going to be Bloody Marys for those who like to indulge a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun.
It is a ton of fun.
It's a
beautiful
place.
I've been fortunate enough to MC the event a couple times. Lots of fun. Big crowd. Sells out every year, folks. So if you want to be part of helping the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs, definitely partake in this event. Even just go over and put your name down for some of those silent auction items and hope that you get them, because they are amazing. Buy some raffle tickets. Just go to the lunch, play the golf, do the whole darn thing, be a sponsor. You will be very happy that you did, and you're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, one more thing I'd like to mention. Some of these sponsors, you know, we've Schottenkirk Desert Lexus. We've got State Farm. We got Ace, the Ace Hotel downtown. The New Kempton's part of it. Anywhere from Valley Plumbing, Las Casuelas, Power Baseball.
Yep.
Andrew Starkey is a good friend of mine and friend of Francois, and he's a big part of it. And he's the chair this year of our tournament. We just got so many good things out there.
Yeah.
Vector Vodka, you name it.
It's a great event.
It's awesome.
That's why 8 years, that's why you sell out every single year. So yes. Get your tickets now, folks. December 12th, we'll be here before you know it. I know Money Radio is a sponsor, media sponsor, as well as Team 1010, and golf is a four-letter word. So good job, Johnny.
Thank you, Francoise. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, were you in the Boys and Girls Club yourself? I'm just
curious. No, my kids are.
Ah, okay,
my kids
great.
Are.
I like to see that connection.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
A really nice connection.
For sure.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have free events going on, plus priced events and a lot more. Stick around for more Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. As we're going to kind of wind up the first hour here of the show, in the second hour, we're going to talk to Cindy Ribbley with Sharp Seating Company, and I will have two tickets, grandstand seats plus parking for the Tournament of Roses Parade 2019 to give away. This is a $180 value. And if you don't win, don't worry about it, because I do have some that are up for grabs on the website. Remember our contest page on the website. We have so much stuff going on there. All right. Free events. Let's see. Let's start with, how about if we start with our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week? I am picking, not all these events are free, but the one I picked is free. It is the Taste of Tahiti. The Rancho Mirage at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater on Friday, November 23rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're going to cultivate our Polynesian roots and promote family values by the way of music and dance directly from our native home, Tahiti, French Polynesia. This is a free festival open to the public from 9 to 5 on Friday and from 9 to 5 on Saturday. On Sunday, they have some sort of tasting something or other that you pay for. I think that's Sunday. But anyway, it's free on Friday and Saturday. So that is my pick of the week. The website is tasteoftahiti.org. And just sounds like a lot of fun to me. So there you go. What do you think of that?
I saw that one, too.
You saw that one, too?
I almost picked it, yeah.
You almost picked that one? Yeah, it just sounded fun. Now, Craig actually sent me something, but he's in Napa this week, so I gave him something else. Because he sent it to me late, and I already had it made up. So come on, Craig. He has the La Quinta Hotel Tour and Luncheon, which is Saturday, December 8th, from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at La Quinta Resort and Club. This is a very historic club over there, the La Quinta Hotel. It opened in 1926. And there's so many stories and histories that go along with that hotel. You're going to meet at the hotel in front of the Christmas tree west of the lobby. Tickets are $45 for members of the La Quinta Historical Society or $55 for non-members. I think that sounds like a very interesting and fascinating way to spend part of your day. So that's Craig with Coachella Valley, his pick, .com. So, Sean, what is your pick?
I picked the Thanksgiving Day 5K.
Oh, I saw that.
It's that 12th annual Fordham Financial Thanksgiving Day 5K, and it's benefiting Martha's Village and Kitchen.
That is
so I figure you can get started on those 10 hours. maybe that can be the pre-work to the meal.
I tell you, that, you know what? It's a good idea. Get out there in the morning, do the 10K.
Yeah.
And then, 5K, excuse me. 10K might be a little bit long. Do the 5K, and then you could go sit and eat all day
then
long.
You can feel better when you're not talking politics at the table and just eating in silence.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't we make Thanksgiving Day sound so appealing? Don't talk about this. Don't eat too much that.
Just look at your food and eat.
Yeah. So those are our picks of the week, thanks to CoachellaValley.com. They will all be posted on the Traveling with Francoise website. Please go to that website and use it. We have the travel blog. My blogs that are on CoachellaValley.com are on there. We have the television page. All the past episodes, TV episodes are on there. We have podcasts. If you're those of you who like podcasts of radio, you can go listen to podcasts. Go back 2 or 3 months now. I'm going to have to get rid of some of the old ones. I think at some point they're kind of immaterial. But We have everything and the contest page, which always has great, great prizes on there. And it's all free. All of it is free, free, free. So please take advantage of it because, it's an extensive website and has a lot of information on it. All right. Other free things happening here in the Coachella Valley. I just have a few. It kind of goes in spurts. I'll see some free events. I'll get a bunch of press releases. I always get press releases coming at me from all angle. And some of them are for free events. Sometimes I'll have just almost all free events and hardly any paid. And today we have more paid than we do free. But this is something that if you've never been to, you should go. Have you ever been to an Indian Cabazon powwow?
I have not.
You've never been to a powwow?
I haven't.
Oh, my gosh.
I see the billboards for them, but I've never been.
All right. Well, when we first started coming down to the desert, I wanted to go. In fact, I went to quite a few of them, the powwows. The costumes, authentic Native American food, crafts, jewelry, dancing, singing, they are really spectacular because these powwows have now become a competition across the country.
Right.
Where these different tribes go with their native costume and dance and song and whatever, and they compete for cash prizes. And this is free admission. It's at Fantasy Springs Special Events Center. It's November 23rd through the 25th. Each day is some sort of different competition. It really is amazing to see. It's quite something. Fun for the kids as well. Fun for the entire family. Go on over there. And like I say, it's one of those things I noticed. Here's how it works, that they'll start dancing the competition. And not everybody will be around. You know, they'll be doing the other things at the
right.
festival. And then all of a sudden, people will start hearing the music. They'll see some of the bright, bright colors. And before you know it,
they just draw everybody in.
Right. The whole circle that is surrounded
right.
by people watching. So
that's again, cool to watch just from the outside. I like seeing that group of people because you can actually see it. If you just watch it, you'll see just people kind of get pulled
right.
into it.
They
kind of
are.
Cool
You're they're just pulled in. And for me, it was the bright colors and the beautiful authentic costumes. Just gorgeous. All right. Something else free that we are so glad is coming back. The buzz. The trolley's coming back. Yes. Finally, the city council, well, actually, it didn't take them that long to realize.
It didn't.
Yeah, that they needed this. They're going from, what, it was $1 million a year, some ridiculous figure. They think they can do this on $300,000 a year. It will run on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from noon to 10 p.m. And the buzz will stop about every 20 minutes.
I think it's awesome.
So it's a great idea. I kind of wish they'd stretch it to Sunday, but it's okay. At least we're getting.
I think if you give it time, it will.
Yeah, Thursday.
They're just kind of going to ease into it a little bit.
They'll probably want to see the ridership too on what routes get more riders than others. So definitely remember, it's a big loop that goes through Palm Springs for all of our travelers and stuff. So yay, the buzz is back. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. All right, and the Rancho Mirage Public Library and Observatory, they have so many events going on, free lectures, free stargazing, free so much. They have observatory tours are offered Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. or 3 p.m. They're free. If you haven't been, go. They have their stargazing parties, all sorts of stuff. So the Rancho Mirage Library, they do a phenomenal job. Hats off to them. So go over there and take advantage of everything that they have to offer. Now, for priced events, brought to you by ARC Attire, formerly Desert ARC Attire. Their website is arcattire.org. We have definitely some priced events going on in the valley. And one of those includes Animal Samaritans. I want you to save this date. This one is in December, but I'm going to give you a heads up now. It is the 9th annual Men of the Desert Fashion Show and Charity Luncheon. This will be at Westin Mission Hills Resort and Spa. And it is $150 per person. But this is to benefit Animal Samaritans right here in our Coachella Valley. So definitely do your part there if you want. It's got a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is the 9th annual Men of the Desert Fashion Show and Charity Luncheon. So again, it benefits Animal Samaritans. And I know a lot of you use Animal Samaritans, and this is a great way to give back. Their website, or for more information, is animalsamaritans.org. And again, that is December 12th. All right, the iconic comedy queen will give her final worldwide tour performance in Palm Springs on Thanksgiving weekend. That is Bianca Del Rio, RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6 winner, will be here on Friday, November 23rd at 9 p.m. at the Riviera Palm Springs Grand Ballroom. Tickets start at $45, and you might want to go and go have some laughs and have some fun. Also happening this week, Wild Lights kicks off. Yay, one of my favorite times of the year. I just really enjoy Wild Lights. The setting, everything. They're going to have a media night and members only night this week. And then actually Wild Lights will be held November 23rd and 24th and the 30th. Now, one thing about this year is select nights. You need to go to the website for the Living Desert. Check it out. Last admission is at 8:30 p.m. Admission to Wild Lights is $12 for non-members, $10 for members and military ID with children. They have free. Children 3 and under are free. It's so much fun. They have the carousel, the camels. They have their different spotlights on the cheetahs and things. I mean, it's good. You've been at Wild Lights, haven't you?
I have not.
What?
I haven't.
Sean.
I have no excuse, but I haven't.
Has Janet been to Wild Lights?
Jasmine and Janet, I think, have both been there, yeah.
Okay. You have to go just once.
Yeah, I know.
It's really something. This is their 26th year. They're going to have over a million lights. And it's just the whole setting. It's everything about it. And then they have an area where they're making s'mores, and they have ornaments and crafts for the kids, and they have music. And all right,
Been a lot of places.
We have to get you to Wild Lights once.
I know.
Maybe this year will be the year. I can talk you into it.
I need to get to Wild Lights, and I need to get to the tram. I need to get both of them.
You have not been to the tram either.
I have been. Told that I have been to the tram, yes. My mom tells me I've been to the tram.
Oh, but you don't remember going to the tram.
So I must have been a kid.
Okay. Well, we're going to get this. Okay, this is my mission in life now, to get Sean to Wild Lights in the tram. All right, for more you dog lovers, Paws and Hearts, they're having their annual dog walk fundraiser at the Westin Mission Hills Resort Saturday, November 24th. Registration begins at 9 a.m., walk at 10 a.m. And again, all this information will be on the Traveling with Francois website. For Multiple Sclerosis, that's a hard word to say. They have their Christmas tree lane that is happening. Where is the Christmas tree lane going to be? What did I do with all my information on this?
I almost picked that one too, but I don't remember.
Christmas tree lane? Yes. Christmas tree lane. It is going to be at the Riviera. Yes. Christmas Tree Lane, Riviera. I get this little postcard, and I don't know what I did with the other information, but I'm pretty sure it's at the Riviera. There is a website. I will put the website on Traveling with Francois, and I don't know why I saved the postcard that I thought had all the information, and it didn't. So anyway, if you've never been, see all the trees decorated by celebrities and local folks here, and it's really a lot of fun. Christmas Tree Lane. And they have a big auction night where they raise money for ACT, for ACT, for Multiple Sclerosis. Ooh, it's a tough word to say. And then Hairspray is coming to the Palm Canyon Theater. That will begin November 30th. I'll try to get some tickets for that to give away. And then Pasquale. We had Pasquale on the show last week. Dan Scanny won some tickets to see him. He is going to be playing December 7th, 8 p.m. at the Annenberg Theater in Palm Springs. And this is just a minor taste of all the things happening here in the Coachella Valley. So there you go. Now, next hour of the show, we're going to shift to travel gear. We're not going to talk that much about Thanksgiving, a little bit about Thanksgiving travel, but not a whole lot, pretty much about holiday travel, because this week will be come and gone before we know it. We also are going to talk to Cindy from Sharp Seating Company, and we will have those tickets, two seats, grandstand seats on, what did I say? What boulevard did I say? Did I say Orange Grove? And this includes parking as well. We'll be giving those away. It's going to be a one-shot deal. And we'll tell you now how it comes in a little packet with all sorts of information. So stick around for more Traveling with Francois. We will be right back.